Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hey guys, how are we doing and how's the day going? Thank you once again for, joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. My name is Osari Gweyamayawu and I am pleased and delighted to have you here with me. Thank you so much for just tuning in today. If you're a first time listener, thank you for, stopping by and just choosing to, stay with me today and just listen to what I have to say or share with you guys. Then if you are a returning listener, oh my God, thank you so much. Now, I feel privileged to, have you just be around and come around here every week and just spend a couple of minutes with me. Thank you so, so much. Yeah, thank you. How have you guys been? How is your July going? How's your July going? For me, I think... it's been beautiful because I'm deliberately learning to, take note or be more observant in this new season. It's just a couple of weeks to my birthday. My birthday is August 8th. And so I think I am more deliberate. I think in accounting, it's this thing they do, closing records. So, I've been trying to, evaluate how the last, the last 11 months have been, so I'm just, taking a stock of it, inventory, and taking stock of it, the whole thing. But since this month, it's not like I've not been observant since the beginning of 2020, but this one, I think there's much more deliberateness to it. And so things that seemingly look really small or insignificant prior to now that I wouldn't really take note of, but now I think there's something that comes with setting an intention, so I'm more deliberate about it. Yeah, so really got today's topic. Today's topic is called the power of, the power of association, the power of association. And my culture is, or my manner is, I like to talk about how I come up with these topics. And yeah, so, and usually, it's usually from a personal experience, right? So, a couple of days ago, I was in a fix. We all have times where we all get into that place where it looks as if we really don't know what it is that we want to do. Not like we don't know what it is that we want to do. We know what we want to do, right? But we don't have a hang of it yet. We really don't know how to proceed, how to go about it and everything. I was at that point. So, I actually needed someone to do something for me instantly. It's not like something I couldn't do for myself. I could do it, but based on time and circumstances, I wasn't in the space to be able to do that. So I needed someone to just step in for me. And I realized that, oh my God, I really didn't have someone that was going to step in at that point for me. It's not like I really didn't have, my mind couldn't really, I was just scanning through the people I know. I was like, something has to change. Something has to change. Then it dawned on me that, I had this one person I could call, and I was like, okay, I called the person up. I was like, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And the person was like, okay, I can. I'll help you with it. And I was like, thank you. So in my mind, I was like, this problem. in Yoruba, they say probably today. It's like in Yoruba, it's a language in Nigeria. It's just like this problem. Or at that point, I scanned through lots of people that I knew, and they didn't even fit the criteria to be helping, to be able to be helpful or resourceful to me at that point. And I was like, "Ah, what am I doing with all these people? What in the name of God am I doing with them? Like, seriously, like, I'm in a fix right now and I need someone to do something for me. I couldn't even come up with five names. I could not come up with five names of people. I only came up with two. And in that two, you know, one came through. I was like, ah, man, I think I need to level up my, you know, my association game. I think I need to level it up. I think I need to level it up. Like, life should be about you having the ability to be able to have options and not being, you know, not being stuck to one particular option, because that's what it is that you are able to come up with or do. You know, yeah. And so in my mind, I'm like, yo, my association game has to go up, has to just, like, there has to be, like, lots of, you know, deliberateness to it. And there's this thing I learned from Olajumoke Adenowo, you know, one time when she was interviewed. Olajumoke Adenowo, she's African's foremost architect, you know. She said something on an interview that Kemi Adetigba interviewed her, and she said, you know, learn to have, like, different people for different things. Like, one person can be everything to you. And she was, like, referring to, like, one person can be everything to you. Learn to have different people for different things. So you have the kind of people that are able to help you expand or incubate your business ideas and stuff. Help people that are able to be, like, your support system emotionally and everything. Have people that you know that when you are in financial distress, they can come through for you while they, like, hold you up in that space. Have people that, you know, they are able to keep pointing you in the direction that you need to go, like, that God will have you go. Because I talk about Jesus all the time, because I'm a believer, you know. Have people that will be able to, you know, point you and keep your eyes there, you know. So yeah, so for me, I realized that I think it was just my association wasn't wholesome, because just like these categories now, I have some categories that I have people that, you know, are able to, you know, point me in direction that God will have me be in, God will have me go. Have people that are like my emotional support, that would, you know, when chips are down, they're there for me to hold my hands through thick and thin. I also have people that, you know, are willing and able to listen to me when I have something to say and help me expand on it. But I realized that I really don't have so many people that financially, like, when the chips are down, I can cling to them and say, help me with this, just help me with this, and I'll fix it in time. And that's it. And so I'm like, yo, as much as we're talking about growth and everything, I realized that, man, I personally have to grow. Like, grow in my finances, not just improve mentally, spiritually, socially, improve financially as well. It's like a big deal. It is. So, when people say get your money right, actually get your money right. And I think part of the ways that we can also actually get our money right is having to be in a space of with people that are trying, not people that are trying to get their money right, and also people that have gotten their money right. You know, there's this principle that Michelle Obama talks about, like, having people that are ahead of you, having people that are below you, and having people that are at the same level with you. So I feel like as much as you're getting your health right, getting your mind right, getting your spiritual aspect right, getting your social aspect right, financials is important. Trust me, it is. And so the power of association, like, if you have people that are big dreamers, you know, people that are, you know, go-getters, people that are pressing, people that are, you know, they make mistakes and all that, but they keep at it and they are not weary in well-doing. And the scripture says, like, if you're not weary in well-doing, right, you eat the good of the land. And it says, follow those who through patience and faith obtain the promise. So there'll be times where you start out in this, you know, in the, you're trying to thrive and become better and, you know, get every aspect of your life right, physically, mentally, financially, socially, emotionally, you know, intellectually, get all those areas right. There'll be times where it looks as if you're failing at it, but keep at it. You know, my, I think part of my my mantra for the next 6 months is keep at it. Focus on your focus. And gratitude. That's like those three things. So yeah, the power of association. So today, it's like home, me, I'm doing my own homework. That's why I could, because I've observed it now, right? I knew that I'm growing mentally, spiritually, emotionally, socially, but financially, it's not like I'm not growing, but I think I can do better. And so I'm going to put my energy and my time into doing that and putting myself in the right space and situations that will encourage me to be better at that. Do you understand? And so for me to you this week, it's me telling you, take a classical look at your life. Be honest with yourself. You know, I'm very big about having deep, honest, vulnerable conversations with yourself than with others. Because if you can't have it with yourself, it's difficult for you to have it with others. Do you understand? So take a critical look, like, at your life, every single facet of your life. Check the associations that you have. Check the people that, you know, you have at some point you're mingling with, right? So take up a list. There's a plus and there's a minus. So critically look, who are the persons that are adding value, trying to help you be better, trying to make you good, grow physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, you know, emotionally, intellectually. Put the list there. Then also check the list of the, like, the minus part of the list. Who are the people that are draining you physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially? When you know that list, right? Spend less and less time with those people and spend more time with people that add value with you, because those guys that had more value to your life, those associations that have more value to your life, right, makes you better, bigger, and makes you, sets you up to be all that you were designed to be. Scripture says, he that walks with the wise will be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. So today, I did like you to just take out time and consider your associations. Just like I said, make out the list and decide to spend lesser time with people that subtract from you and spend more time with people that add value to you. Yeah, so that's my word for you this week. And I'm hoping that you would have a blessed week, a blessed day. You know, and I'm hoping that all that God has designed and planned out for you this month, that you would experience it and that you would enjoy it, right? Yeah, that's my wish and prayer for you this day. So thank you so much. Thank you guys for just choosing to be here with me. Thank you for just choosing to spend this time with me. And thank you for just, you know, those of you that have made the decision to be on this part of growth, this part of, you know, evolving. Congratulations. We're all in this together. We are all in this together. And the first step to a different outcome, like Tony Robbins would say, is the power of choice and decision. One decision can change your life forever. One decision, and having the audacity, like the audaciousness to stick with it, push through. Yeah. So yeah, thank you guys for just being here with me this day. I'm super delighted and excited to have you, and I'm looking forward to having you on the next episode. Do have an amazing, beautiful day. Amazing week. Catch you.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.